T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
You know, it's anger. I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating.
It is simply not appropriate to express whatever frustration you may have growing out of the Astros situation by putting someone physically at risk by throwing at them. It's right. Just not acceptable.
Personally, have any anger toward what they did? Or
I mean, it's over with now. You know, we can't. It doesn't make sense to go back in time because we can't change that. What am I going to do? Hold them at gunpoint? Am I going to, you know, sit here and curse them out through a bunch of cameras?
It's got nothing to do with the money. I keep on hearing that from the Brady people. If it has nothing to do with the money, it might fill exactly what Belichick wants to do. And that's to get Tom Brady as his bridge guy. Cheap.
Is he here or not?
I don't know why you're so scared. We still love you.
I'm not going to be out there dabbling in predictions, but I think he's gone.
Okay.
He's put on him the on the board.
I think he's here for cheap dollars. The only question I don't know.
On record.
He will stay for cheap dollars.
No, Hulk. See, now you change it.
Cheap
you
change
dollars. It. You can put it on the board. Yes.
Right now.
If I tickle your belly, will you pee in your pants?
I might.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
You know who's going to stay for cheap dollars?
Who that?
Drew Brees.
Oh, hold off on Drew Brees because
cheap dollars.
Fourier Domus is gonna circle back to that. Fourier Domus is gonna tell you why he's the only guy you should come to for real information. But Lou, I want to start with
talking
this.
About, I just heard.
What do you want to start?
I want to start
Karen.
With this
hold
because
on, what's that?
I should take your.
Hold on, I got
word?
Lotion up. I'm a little bit red. Dad, what?
No, I mean. So I heard. Tommy Kern,
yeah.
Well-respected,
yeah.
Admired, looked up to. Finally, more people are starting to pick a side,
yeah.
And that's what I want this to be. This is
picking your
the
side.
Hatfields
that's what you
and
like
McCoys,
about it.
Right? Yeah. You got to pick
on the
a
Dunsky side.
Side?
Dunsky?
Wait, I don't know if you heard it, but finally, okay, Dale and Keith got Kern to pick a side, and here it is.
Right now, and Tom, we got a month. You can jump back and forth by the day, depending on the news that you get. Where do you stand right now?
I think
now?
It's important to understand that I'm a chronicler of the news, not a predictor of the news. And as a guy who has that kind of integrity and
yes.
self-esteem, I'm not going to be out there dabbling in predictions, but I think he's gone.
Okay.
He's
put
on
him
the
board. All right. We
there
got
it is.
One. We got one. We got one. We got one. We got one. Hold on. Hold on.
We got one.
I can't go forward without my music.
I love Tommy Kern. I love this. And Tommy Kern, and one of the things that got you all excited is, was it a month ago, 2 months ago? I don't know. All of this Brady stuff is like one big cloud right now. But Tommy Kern came out there and had a big, huge story. And everybody got all excited. And Tom Brady was going to take the circus tour, right? He was going to go from city to city and city, and he was going to sit down and talk to all these teams. Isn't it interesting that Tommy Kern with new information? I don't call him a flip-flop artist. I call him somebody who is using new information.
That's how it works. That's how it works.
To alter his position is now saying, no.
Well, hold on, Glenn.
Tom Brady is not going to take the circus tour.
Okay, so we
it's
can
not
wait a second.
Happening.
First of all, we can
same
read
same guy.
We can read in
same
that
guy.
Later. All right, so I
and
been,
he's good. And
so
the same guy.
I listen, I've asked. I want to trade my pick. I'm willing to take a hit on my. I have
Ooh.
The Patriots as my number one pick,
Ooh.
And I'm ready
in our draft.
To trade.
Ooh.
Who wants to trade
Ooh.
With me?
Ooh.
You know, for our OMF, where
Ooh.
Will Brady
well,
go?
It sounds
draft?
Like it sounds Ooh. Like Glenn would like to make that trade.
Ooh.
Glenn, Glenn, this is hold
Ooh.
On. First of all, this is the one time offer, Glenn.
Mm.
Once the train leaves
oh,
the station,
baloney.
It's not coming back.
Please, you'll give
so,
this offer.
So yesterday,
a week from now,
I asked you
thing.
To make a decision. I would think that after hearing Tom
Ooh.
E. Kern take a stand, show some balls. That you would do the same thing.
No, the
so
worst...
here's your chance.
Okay.
One, you can take
right,
my Patriots.
Let me think about it.
Where will Tom Brady go?
Let me think about it. I got a little
Brady,
time to
Brady,
think about
Brady,
it, but
Brady,
I'm in, Brady, intrigued by it. Now
see,
I
we
would
can sweeten the pot before this show is up. You know, I don't know. What are
you
looking
you
for?
Go.
Like a future pick?
There
cash
go.
Considerations?
There you go.
A player to be named later.
We'll think of something. Something will come up here. But to do this, I can't be at 55.6%.
No, you can't. No.
I got to buy in. That's difficult.
Yeah,
you know, it's difficult.
Because
did you sleep on it? Are you starting to buy in now? I mean, did anything that Tommy Curran said that might have changed your opinion?
No, actually, I think what
he's
going
to come to our side.
What he wrote today actually had me leaning more toward the Brady staying. And then, of course, he said he was Dunsky. And I think he's saying that because that is the mood that is coming out of the Brady camp.
Wait a second.
including Brady's
dad. He says, let me get this right. So Tom E. Curran, can we just get rid of the E? I don't know another Tom Curran.
Call him Tom
okay,
Curran.
I'm just going to say Tom.
You know what I do? I call him Tommy.
Oh, there you go. I like that. So Tom E.
Tommy
he comes
Curran.
Out. He writes an article that basically says, okay, that and then he picks him being done. You read the same article that he wrote that caused him and promoted him to say he's gone, but you took a totally different take on his article.
Did you read the
what
article?
Are we doing?
Yes.
You read the article?
And I follow. Listen, he's finally seen the light. He's coming to the good side.
Oh,
not the dark side, the right side.
I'll tell you what, it doesn't take much. If anybody just leans in the big fella's direction, he falls in love with him.
What are you talking
about?
Against him, I was there last week. You do know I'm an international superstar now.
You are.
Okay? And I mean, I'm not following. I'm being followed. So where are you going? Are you following me? Are you going to come on? Are you going to come on the good side, the
come
good
on.
Foot?
Come
are you going to jump on the gravy train?
Let me think about
come
it.
Come on.
So hold on. You picked the Patriots was your number one pick.
Yeah.
Lou picked the Titans, and he got blown out of the water by Adam Schefter because Schefter basically is saying
What does Schefter know?
Right. Exactly.
Whatever.
Hand picked. Yeah, hand picked.
Everyone's lying.
It's Tannehill.
In the end, they're all just company men working
lying.
For a certain person.
And the first pick I had were the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the more I think about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Brady going there, it really doesn't make an awful lot of sense. It's a much different passing game, deep passing game, big play. That's not what Brady does. That's, you know, at 43, this is what he wants to do. So my second pick was Vegas. And I'm still thinking, why would Brady want to go to Vegas? My third pick was... Bears.
He's dragging on, isn't he?
He's
dragging it, isn't he?
You got anything to say?
So what do you want? What do you want for the Patriots?
Your pick was who? The Bears and who else?
What else did I have?
You know, I don't want any of your picks.
I say you guys do this during the break.
I don't even want your pick.
And then you come back from break, you tease it, and you come back and tell us what the trade was.
I just want him to pick a side, and we're not allowing
you.
No. Your side was 55-45. Okay,
yeah,
that's not picking a side.
Hold on.
Either you think he's staying or you think he's going.
Oh, stop
that's it.
Oh, it's Mark James. Oh,
that
we're
is
have
it.
A tantrum. Oh, we're going to call the co-host an idiot. Oh, here we go. Oh.
Just have some conviction. That's all I want you to do.
Yeah, but
I want
but
you
you're a fraud.
To have.
Wiggy's
how
a
am
fraud.
I a fraud?
Yeah, you are.
Well, Wiggy said he's not. Hold on. No. Wiggy said he's 100%.
That's what
staying.
The fraud comes into it. Because nobody's 100%.
Oh,
not.
My God.
Do you think either side right now is 100%? Nobody is. They haven't even sat down
first
and
of all,
talked
hold on for a second.
Yesterday.
First of all, Lou, I don't want to hear a damn sigh out of you. It's 85 degrees where you're at, and it's sunny, and you can smell the leather of the gloves and all that other stupid stuff.
Cracks of bats.
Just tell him to pick a side.
I thought that's what he was doing.
I'll take your Patriots for the...
I want the Cowboys.
Panthers?
You can take the Patriots.
I don't have the Cowboys.
You can take all my guys. I want the Cowboys.
I don't have the Cowboys.
You can take them all. I just want the Cowboys. Nobody's picked the Cowboys. I want the Cowboys.
No, you can't redo the draft.
But that's part of the deal.
I
picked them up
Cowboys.
On the waiver wire.
Hold on. This is the guy who ridiculed us 2 weeks ago about how anybody can be foolish enough to think that the Cowboys are not re-signing Dak Prescott.
I made a case.
I mean, right? He was screaming here.
Very tight case.
You guys are stupid to even think that they would take a top.
I'll give you my Pittsburgh form.
Wait, what?
No chance? Pittsburgh? No?
Oh, God.
I get involved in this trade?
I got mine.
I don't know what I got. I got Tennessee. I got the Chargers.
Tennessee is Dunsky.
Tennessee Chargers and I got the Colts.
Tennessee
laying low.
So I'll give you off the board. Tannehill's going back
Tennessee.
To Tennessee.
What does Schefter know? Seriously, then is that thing done yet? We don't know if it's done yet.
Thank you.
Has it been official?
Now you're seeing it. They're all a bunch of frauds, liars being used.
What
by
did
the
Schefter
government.
Say? Anyways, I can't find it anywhere. What the hell did he say? Ruined my dream.
He was on NFL Live.
He has a tweet.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yeah, it's opinion Schefter though. It's opinion Schefter.
No. This is come on.
This is opinion Schefter.
Come on.
Let me hear it,
please.
Ryan Tannehill, but he ends up taking the job away from Marcus Mariota, leading the Titans to the AFC Championship game. He's eligible for free agency. What are you hearing about that situation?
I don't think that the Titans want him to leave Tennessee, and I don't think he wants to leave Tennessee. So this becomes a question of whether the two sides can work out a long-term agreement that keeps him in Tennessee, or whether the Titans then would go and just use their franchise tag on Ryan Tannehill. But it's hard to envision a scenario in which Tannehill does not return to Tennessee, considering the success that both sides enjoyed with each other. We'll see how they handle it. Again, still a couple of weeks here before it really heats up. February 25th, I believe, is the first day that teams can start to use their franchise tags. But Tannehill is expected back in Tennessee. We'll just see how that shakes out.
Opinion
Schefter.
That's opinion Schefter. He's expected it to work out. They don't know what Tannehill's looking for. He's looking for $35 million a year, my people are telling me.
No, your people are not telling you that. But he might be looking for a longer-term agreement than Tennessee, because he talked elsewhere, Schefter, and that was what he said the difference is right now. That Tannehill is trying to bank on, what did he play, 10 games this year.
That's good. Pay Tannehill $25-30 million a year. Figure out he's just Ryan freaking Tannehill.
And they're looking
same guy.
They're looking at like 2 years with an extra year option that wouldn't be guaranteed or whatever. But they're talking.
Okay, so hold on.
They're not going for Brady.
You've been saying that since week 8.
Done. You're done.
They're talking.
I'm wiping out the Titans off the board.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Okay, so I have a surprise for you. Okay, Glenn, I have a surprise for you.
Ooh.
So take a break. I want you to regroup. And then you are officially going to give your position on Brady staying or going. Okay?
Like,
are you sure? You ready?
Sure.
You're going to have about 3 minutes to think about it.
I already said that he's staying.
No. It's official on record. I have a surprise for you.
Okay, but to make this trade.
So that's it.
Have to buy in a little bit more than that. But hold on. Just let me say this.
You know what?
The 100%ers. No, let me get this out. The 100%ers like
you
and Wiggy
are
just a BS artist.
Why are you ruining my tease?
You're just saying it.
Honest to God.
Because you get excited.
What is wrong with you?
You just get
have to have the last word.
I'm talking about 100%.
I just gave you an awesome tease. I have a surprise for you. When we come back, I'm going to surprise the big fella. The big little fella. It's like Reno. The biggest little fella you've ever met.
I like it. I like it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
What would you think if Tom Brady came to the Titans?
I would think, why isn't Ryan Tannehill good enough?
Ooh. It's a good argument. So you're saying, well, Tannehill's what, 31 years old?
Tannehill's 31, yep.
And Brady's would be 41?
He still can play. I mean, like,
no question,
obviously age doesn't matter for him. He's still playing at a high level. So my question would be, why isn't Ryan good enough, you know?
Derrick Henry sounds thrilled about the 41-year-old Tom Brady. Unfortunately, they're going to get the 43-year-old Tom Brady. And he didn't seem real thrilled here. He likes Ryan Tannehill. So I thought about this. I thought about the whole thing. And I don't want to give up any of my other picks, but we just went to the commissioner and found out that we can go to the waiver wire, and it goes in opposite of who got the number one pick. So Lou had the number one pick. Christian was second. I was third. So I can actually, as the number three pick in this thing, can go and pick a team, and I could go get Dallas and trade Dallas away to you for the New England Patriots.
Well, you do what you want to do, and you think if it's a trap.
I can hold on to Vegas.
It could be a trap.
I can hold on to Chicago.
But you can only
I can hold on to Carolina.
And you got to get one of your teams.
And so I've got to really believe in this New England Patriots thing. So what did I say, 55.6% yesterday?
Hold on. Are you ready to make a declaration?
I'm gonna move on. Are you jumping above 50s?
I'm going to 80.
80 what?
I'm not going to 100 because anybody that goes to 100 is a fool because none of us know. Okay, we're making it up. Everybody is making it up. Nobody knows. But I'll go with 80% because the 20% is the real unknown, and that is what does Bill Belichick want to do. None of us know that. Does anybody know that? Nobody knows that.
I have a grin on my face. I feel like you put your big boy pants on.
Because you know what's going on?
And you went on the limb.
Because Tom Brady is telling people around him, and Dad, we know he's emotional. And I've heard from some other people who have said, well, I'm telling you, the Brady camp thinks they're gone. Of course they think they're gone. You know why? Because he's insecure right now. He does it every other day. We have to look at his social media thing. Because he's sitting there going, I want to come back to New England. But I just fear that Bill's going to throw my ass out the back door. And I say, no, that was Chandler Jones. You're going to be treated slightly different. But they're not going to pay him an awful lot of money. And so I read this, and it's not about money, Tommy Curran tells me. Tommy Curran says that the negotiations are going to begin in a couple of weeks. Okay?
Drums.
Something worth noting is this is Tommy Curran now, or Tom Curran, or Tommy, as you like to call him. Something worth noting is there's very little rancor right now. I like it when there's very little rancor. So apparently they're all kind of just going along with emotions. And instead of going out and doing the dog and pony show,
come on,
okay, Brady's not doing the dog and pony show anymore, according to Tommy. No, maybe he'll have a few people in to see him at the house in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Wow.
Okay, wherever the hell the house is.
You feel good about this?
I feel much better.
You like your music?
80-20. I'm not going 100, and anybody goes 100 is a total fraud, and they do not know. And that includes you, and that includes Wiggy. Frauds.
Why?
You're making it up.
Why are you a fraud if you're
100%?
Because
there is no 100%. Do you think Brady's looking at it 100%?
Listen, you're not Brady. You're not him. He's not part of the game.
He's enjoying
the game. He's not part of our game.
Oh, he's enjoying the game.
He's not part of our game.
He's enjoying the game. In the end, he's going to look at it and say, where's the comfort level?
Oh, my God.
I would say, no, he's going to look at it and say, Tennessee is the one place that there might be a comfort level out there. And Lou's got them, and already Schefter blew up the Tennessee Titans.
I don't believe Schefter.
He blew him up.
I heard opinion Schefter. Whatever, Schefter.
And so what's going to happen now is, where's the comfort zone? Vegas is the comfort zone? Did he watch Hard Knocks last year? Oh, my God, Tom, you want to be part of that? Talk about a freaking circus. The Chargers. The Chargers don't even have their own bus. They borrow like a local school bus to take their players from one spot to another.
Knock on wood if you're with me.
There we go. I mean, the Chargers are a third-class organization. Tom Brady's not going there. Tom Brady, 80% is coming back to New England.
80%.
Put me up on the board. And I now own the New England Patriots in our little draft.
And I own the Dallas Cowboys.
You got him.
And put it on the board.
You got him.
Yeah.
So something happened today that I think
How did I not get involved in that trade?
Well, what are you going to? Hey, listen.
You get a third team involved?
I don't need a third team. I need is one.
I'm just trying to figure out a way for me to get Tampa in this whole deal, but that's all right. Go ahead. Continue.
Well, who's got Tampa?
Glenn had Tampa. I don't even know if he had Dallas. Did he?
No, I got Dallas now. So
yeah, now you do. So, anyways, go ahead. Continue.
I tell you what, Lou. I will give you Carolina and Will Myers. Will Myers. If you give me all of your picks.
Apparently. I give you Jeter Downs? What are we doing? You want Connor Wong?
Apparently, Will Myers is in great demand now. Great demand.
Oh, we'll get to that.
He's got a good contract.
Yep. Something happened today that is, I guess, one of the pieces to fall. and this whole Brady, where is he going, controversy, debate, discussion. And I see it all over. So he has officially declared that he is going to play again this year. He's already said that he's only going to play for the Saints or nobody else.
Correct.
So that leads me to believe that they've already had some, you know, discussions already. They just have to, you know, figure out the numbers, right? So he's going to play again, and he's going to play for the New Orleans Saints. So he's ahead of Tom Brady.
So what they're going to do is they're going to bring in, they're going to sign Taysom Hill. They're going to have the two of them operate as their quarterback. Obviously, Drew Brees will probably take, what, 80, 85% of the snaps, something like that. But they'll utilize that and maybe convince Hill to sign there.
Well,
he becomes the long-term quarterback.
First of all, the thing with Hill is he's a restricted free agent, correct. So they're going to tender him. It's going to be a high number. He's not
That's
going
correct.
Anywhere. He's
That's
not going
correct.
Anywhere. Right. He's 30 years old.
Brees and Hill. Bridgewater's
okay.
gone, right?
So anyway,
Bridgewater's
here's the deal.
Gone.
So yeah. here's the deal. So what I think needs to happen, and I think is important, but is a good thing for Brady, but a terrible thing for the Patriots, is if Drew Brees signs. If Drew Brees signs, and then he sets the number, he sets the ceiling and the floor, just call it 2 and 50, because neither one of these guys are signing one-year deals. Neither one of them. It's two-year deals. If Brees comes out there and it's known that he signs for 2 and 50, there's another sign that Brady will not be a Patriot, because they are not paying.
The money.
Just listen. Stop. Because in the end, it is. So you tell me.
Oh, really?
You tell me. Brees signs for 2 years and $50 million. Brady finds out about it. Patriots offer 2 and 35. Are you telling me it's not suddenly about the money? Because you've just declared and told every single person that Drew Brees is better than you, that you, the Saints, value your quarterback and respect and admire your quarterback more than the Patriots, and you've won 6 and he's won 1.
Yeah, but what about this though, Christian? There's a flip side of that, right? We know how much money, like Glenn just said before, about him coming back for cheap. We know how much dead cap there is, right, for Drew Brees. What if he just wants to come back? What if it's an extremely low number?
I think it will be.
Like really low.
What
number.
Is low?
Like he just sits there and says, "I know the cap hit's already $21 million. I'll come back. I want to keep playing. I'll play for 10."
No. Listen, he's a top 10 quarterback. These guys
that's gonna carry
are not
a $31.5 million
cap
hit.
Hey, figure it out. Hey, Mickey Loomis, figure it out.
Stop
You're in charge of the
have
Saints.
They're going to have to let people go.
Well, then
if you look at their
he's not
hold
playing
on.
For $10 million.
Look at their cap situation. I think you're wrong. I think he will pay. I don't know about $10 million.
I'm never wrong, by the way.
But, you've been wrong.
Yeah, when Christian speaks about the Saints, I usually listen.
Nobody points out the people that are wrong. I'm looking at the scoop board.
I'm
looking
Drew
at
Brees.
The scoop board, and they got Dale in first place. What about that prediction that Dale had about Gronk coming back this past season?
Said cat.
How did that work out?
Well, we don't know about that either yet, really.
So you can have a scoop. It just doesn't have to be right? It just
scoops everywhere.
Just have a scoop anywhere. That's what you do.
I think you guys honestly are underestimating what these guys are willing to play for. You must be crazy if you think that Drew Brees, who's younger, who is just as established but doesn't have all the hardware, is just as good, is younger, and is devoted and with the same team. And, oh, by the way, you're losing Teddy Bridgewater. They don't think this Taysom Hill is a franchise quarterback. They'll give him good money, but it won't be as a starting quarterback. They're going to pay him. They're not going to have a choice, or he'll retire.
So Christian, they're going to carry, what, $45, $50 million for a quarterback next year?
Listen, I don't
quarterbacks.
Listen, I'm not going to act like I'm a capologist. My issue is,
I'll give you the numbers.
You're Drew Brees.
Who just gave you the numbers?
You really think he's going to go for $10 million?
You want to play the
he's
cap?
He's not playing.
The cap is crap and ignore the numbers.
No,
Lou
no,
just gave it
no.
to you.
I'm telling you, plain and simple,
I did.
He's not playing for $10 million.
Well,
if you think Drew Brees is going to roll in he's been close to the Super Bowl at least two years in a row, that all of a sudden he's going to take below market value. Because what?
He will take below market value.
You guys
value.
Are both out of your goddamn mind.
Nope.
Yes.
He's going to take less. He wants to play.
He wants crazy. You honestly have never been in a competitive environment
dead
in your
cap,
life.
Dead cap money. $21.3 million.
So
how do
what?
You do it?
Why is that Drew Brees' problem?
How do you do it?
He doesn't need to figure that out. It's not his job. Oh, he says yes or no.
You know what you're sounding like? Well, you're sounding like a player right now. Or a player agent.
Well, thank you.
That's what you're sounding like.
Thank you.
You're not in between. I love it when you sit
21
there
and a half isn't 6.75 to add on. It's 21 and a half. You want to pay the guy 2 years 50, so year one you're going to have a $46, $47 million cap hit on your quarterback?
Hold on a second. If we're working under the assumption, two assumptions, that one, actually three now, The Saints want to pay him, want him to play. They want him to be a Saint.
They don't
want to
pay him big Brees, money.
Drew Brees, will you please stop freaking interrupting me for 1 second?
Go.
See, I forgot what I was going to say.
Good.
See, I forgot what I was going to say.
Doesn't take much.
I remember what I was
saying. Really, well, I would say this. I mean, if it's a two-year, $50 million deal.
I hate him. And you know what? And on the plane tomorrow,
you let Lou talk.
No, I'm just going to vent right now.
Let Lou talk.
How the hell did you get an aisle seat for our plane ride tomorrow?
Sit behind him and just push his seat.
How did you get an aisle seat and I have the window seat?
You get the middle seat?
No, I have the window. I hate the window. Tyler's sitting in bitch seat. He's sitting in the middle.
Maybe I'll trade.
How did you get it? Your little legs, your little arms.
How about the Cowboys? You want to trade the Cowboys?
I'm going home early.
Trade the Cowboys?
I can't take it already.
I can take the window seat.
My legs are long. I think you should sit behind Glenn and just push his seat the whole trip.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Totally.
Pull that move.
I ain't going to do that.
Pull that move.
But I rented some good movies, so I kind of want to focus on that.
So what you're doing is you're taking the player's position, which is fine. If you want to do that and be the player, you know, rump swab, go ahead and do that.
Lou and I are trying to rump swab.
That's what you're doing. Okay. Lou and I.
No, I can see this. I can see this. Okay, maybe it's more reasonable to Christian's side of it. If you sign 2 years 50, and then you got to add 21 and a half. So really, I mean, cap wise, it has to be like 2 years 31. Now you're talking $35 million cap hit 2 years in a row.
Woo.
Right? And I mean, I think that's kind of doable. I think that's doable. You could spread that over 2 years, couldn't you? I mean, I'm guessing someone could figure that out cap wise.
They're in the same situation as the Patriots are.
So it's okay, 47 1 year.
A lot higher. But I'm just telling you, I think you guys are just underestimating what these guys would be willing to give up. You want me to give up $20 million? Listen, I love you. Yeah, who dat nation?
Who dat?
But I'm not playing for $10 million.
Who dat,
I play
who dat?
And then don't try to give me this whole, we'll sign Taysom Hill. Okay, go ahead. Sign Taysom. Sign Teddy Bridgewater. And then I'll retire.
Time out here. They are not in the position the New England Patriots are in. Let me give it to you. Patriots right now are looking at $41 million. Of available cap money, okay? There are a couple of situations in there that could trigger with Antonio Brown and whether they get that money. And oh yeah, they still have Hernandez money that they're trying to get. As of today, the New Orleans Saints have $9 million of cap space. How many players do you want to get rid of so that you can bring Drew Brees in there at $35 million? How much? How much do you want to do it? And by the way, he's on the cap right now, that $9 million I just mentioned. He's on there for 15.9. He's not on there for the 21.3. So it costs you more. Okay? So put yourself in Mickey Loomis's position instead of being the player rump swap.
Do you see the damn light? Do you see the damn light?
When the drums stop, you have to stop talking. Here's the good news. You get the window seat. You'll see all the light in the world on that plane tomorrow. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll get to the phone calls coming up next.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, more deep thoughts with Christian Fourier.
The more you hang around, the more you believe
you write that
you
down.
Can hang around.
OMF is on EEI.
And you said you definitely want to play in the NFL again, but you really want to play with Tom Brady. Why Tom Brady?
Because, you know, you got to have a relationship with the quarterback, you know. Quarterback is everything, especially for a wide receiver. You got to, you know, have a relationship with the quarterback depending on them. So I just think Tom, a special quarterback, his leadership, man. Him affecting the guys around him and just putting players at peace and wanting to, you know, encouraging them to work as hard as he worked.
I just been hitting the goal. I just been hitting the goal. I just been hitting the goal.
Antonio Brown.
I just been hitting the goal.
I hope it happens.
You hope what happens?
I hope they play together.
Tom Brady is taking a risk going to play elsewhere. I know a lot of people here think because they're looking back at the last 20 years, because they're right. If you had Tom Brady in most of those 20 years and he went somewhere else, he'd be a huge success and it would not even be an issue. We're going to talk about Tom Brady getting up from comfortable surroundings on offense. He's accustomed to people he's accustomed to working with every day.
Oh, really?
Routine.
Scar's gone.
Okay. Come on. And
Josh, he doesn't have fun with anymore?
No.
Oh, stop it. And he's going to go.
N'Keal Harry loves working with him and Sanu and so the tight ends.
So familiar
so
with
he's
those guys.
Go
so
somewhere
familiar
else
with the new tight ends that come in.
At age 43.
But he's familiar with one guy.
And he's going to bring Antonio Brown with him.
Sure, great.
Okay, now you and I were both on board with this, Lou, because I really wanted Antonio Brown, and when he was here, I thought the Patriots overreacted, certainly too soon, right? And they got rid of him. But then you expect that at that point, maybe he straightens out his act, and then the Patriots are proven totally wrong about it, right? And instead, it backfired on certainly on me, in my opinion, and I'm sitting there looking at it going, this guy's never going to straighten out. And Tom Brady, with the great risk he has of going to Vegas or going to the Chargers, is going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, bring Antonio Brown. This guy will work out perfect for you. There won't be any issues. There won't be any problems. He might love the talent, but Tom's no fool. He knows what this guy brings
with
him.
There is things. I'm going to start my own new list, and it's going to be things that people are overreacting to or exaggerating with. And one of them is this, oh, my God. Tom doesn't want to go to a new city, and he doesn't want to try new people, and he won't be familiar with anything. That is so overrated and exaggerated.
I disagree with that. I
can't tell you. Because you assume like he's some child that is nervous about going to school for the first day, and he wants his mother to walk him in to the class.
That's a stupid example.
No, it's exactly. You're overreacting.
No, I'll tell you
it is. It's you know, why do you think it's like, first of all, Here's the deal. You're not going to have a choice. So everything's going to be new because you're not coming back to New England. One. And for a various amount of reasons. So everything's going to be new to you.
Okay.
Do you think he would retire instead of going to a new city?
Absolutely not. He's not retiring. You just said it. The only way he is going to embrace and look at that other place, because he has great competitive juices in him. He's already showing it to you. You know, determination. I want to prove everybody wrong or whatever. Is if the Patriots sit there and close the door on him and say, "Sorry, Tom, we don't want
you." But
we don't want you, Tom.
Thinking that like part of the issue is, oh, geez, I don't want to go there. I don't know anybody. They have a different system. If they're not going to change for me, I think I'll just stay in New England where it's safe and warm.
I think he says it like that?
Yeah, I think he says it like that.
I don't think he says it quite like that, Lou.
That's part of the whole, you know, why would he ever want to leave? It's so comfortable here. Well, maybe he already knows that it's not comfortable anymore.
Stale.
Maybe the thing with him and Josh is real. And, you know, Bill, greatest coach of all time. But I got to get used to a new tight end no matter where I play, because we're going to get a new one. You know, and to be honest with you, I don't really see N'Keal Harry ever figuring this thing out after seeing him for an entire year, after maybe just seeing him on the field, maybe seeing him off the field, how he goes about his business. Mohamed Sanu, yeah, it didn't work. So he's sitting there saying, you know, coming back to New England, that comfortable setting isn't so comfortable because I don't think it's going to work.
I just don't see it being an issue. I don't see it being an issue at all, quite frankly.
It's an issue.
And I will say this.
It's absolutely
any team,
an issue.
First of all, you're wrong. And you've never been more wrong in your life.
Years.
And I will also say this. Any team he goes to, he will be there. For the OTAs, he will be there to throw.
Well, of course he will.
It will be. If you ask any quarterback.
He has to be at the OTAs.
No, he won't. No, he knows.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
No, he could big time him just like he did before.
No, he can't. Not with a new
this
team. You can't. No, you can't.
Be about my family.
Not with a new team.
But it's
important. Are you kidding
for
me?
For him
you
to reintroduce himself and to show that he's serious. It's a 2-year trip. It's an adventure. And I go and ask other quarterbacks that have left that were in similar situations. Guys, Warren Moon, Matt Hasselbeck. Use Matt Hasselbeck, all right, for as an example. When you leave, Matt was in Seattle Indy. Forever.
And they went into Indy.
And then he went to Indy.
40-year-old quarterback.
Back but up, doesn't matter. Back, the point up, is
backup quarterback.
The point is that it just you know it's not your final stop. You know you're not laying roots here. You know you're only passing through town.
I love Matt
and
Hasselbeck.
You create you're as many good relationships. No, Brady the Warren Moon. I gave you Warren Moon. Okay, I give you many. I'll give you Peyton Manning. You think Peyton Manning was scared? You think Brett Manning Favre no was choice, scared? Guys. You think he was nervous about getting to know new people? There's this hot chick there, Jen Sturger, that he got to meet. He became great friends with. I remember her.
They got close and personal.
They got close and personal.
Check the phones.
I mean, what are you talking about? Look at all the fun things that can happen.
Yeah, talk about dangerous. No, listen. I'm not saying that there's not a chance, and that's why I'm leaving the 20% open, because none of us, I repeat, none of us know what Belichick wants to do. It is very possible that Belichick has already told Tom Brady, I'm moving on, okay? And if that's the case, you're right. He will go to that other franchise, and he will find a way of liking it, even though it might be very difficult for him. He will find a way, or at least attempt to do so. But on the other hand, if the Patriots want him back, and want him back for lesser dollars. And I keep on hearing people say it's not about the money with Tom. It's about having the personnel. And as Tommy Curran wrote today, that's the one thing that they can probably agree on, getting that personnel around him. If that is the case, then Brady's going to want to stay here, guys.
Can I just tell you, this is how it works in free agency, right? Especially if you're, I think one time I had an opportunity where I felt like a lot of people were interested. And there's all these unknowns.
Free agency to Tom Brady.
Free agency is free agency. It doesn't matter. The experience
43-year-old
is the same.
Right.
People want you. People want you. They want to pay you for your services. So it doesn't matter if you're the lowest guy. You don't know where you're going. You have no clue where you're going.
Where was your Hulu commercial? I missed that.
And you're open. And you're open to everything.
Yeah. But you know, you mentioned.
Hold on, real quick. Let me just finish because both you guys are freaking interrupting me.
I love it.
And I'm getting sick of it.
Hold on. Not both. I've been sitting over here quietly staring at the grass growing. While I heard Ordway kept saying, no. But no.
As Will Myers signed
when he doesn't. Here's the thing with Glenn Lou. When he knows he's wrong and he's backed into a corner, he just keeps making up stupid, and he butts in. He doesn't let you finish because he doesn't want you to get your point across.
But he was
So I'm not comparing myself to Tom Brady. What I'm saying is what kind of drives me nuts is that, of course, nobody knows where he's going. He doesn't know because it's kind of murky right now. There's a lot of unknowns. You're waiting for other teams to settle on decisions, and the closer you get, the clearer it becomes. But even with that, there's always some team that kind of throws a wrench into this situation. What I've learned is that in the end, the decisions have already been made, at least for your current team. And that's why I said he's 100% done. I think he knows it. That's why he's able to kind of flirt with other options, discuss different scenarios, and then start to convince himself that he can be okay with playing in another city, dealing with a new coach. It becomes interesting. It becomes cool. It becomes fun. And then you convince yourself and your wife that, wow, let's guys, hey, you can fly back and forth. We'll do this. It's only 2 years. Man, we could start a whole new chapter in our life, and we can still keep our base in New York City. I just feel like the whole he's not going to go because it's uncomfortable is just a joke.
So I was going to say the Peyton Manning part of it. You're right. Peyton Manning was sort of forced to leave. They were moving on. They were going with Andrew Luck. But it doesn't matter how you end up somewhere else sometimes, right? Like Brady will choose to go somewhere else. Manning was forced to go somewhere else. The only thing that matters is that Manning kind of showed you that it can work. You know, and you can go somewhere else and it can still work. You know, you could still be successful. So they might have different reasons in why they're hitting free agency or going somewhere else, but he is proof that it can work if you go somewhere else and make yourself uncomfortable.
So please answer the question that I'm trying to throw out there and been throwing out there now for days. So are you telling me that Belichick, because I don't think anybody knows this, so maybe somebody's got the answer to this one, This would be the biggest story in town.
Why do you keep throwing out a question that nobody knows but Bill?
But see, that but that's the problem.
Honestly, and say nobody knows. But, no kidding. But nobody knows. Headline. Because nobody knows what Bill thinks other than Bill. Why do you keep throwing it out there? Who's going to answer it differently?
But that's the problem.
Well,
what Christian's
well,
doing.
Well, keep throwing it out there then. No, but 30 more days.
Wait a minute, Lou. Christian's throwing it out 100%. He's gone. The only
way it's his opinion.
Okay, but the only way he's gone is that you're telling me Belichick has thrown his ass out.
I mean, listen, I know you try to make it sound more demeaning and bad than it is, but I believe that the decision is pretty much
already set.
What it's, listen, they know what the landscape is. The Patriots, Bills.
You're not answering me. What
they already
decision?
Know that they can't sign him and they won't sign him. They know it. They already know it. I believe my opinion that based on their interactions with them, you know, the history, what they want to do, there's all these variables up on the board, and I think they know. Listen, we're not going to be able to sign them, guys. And the farther away, and the closer you get to it, I think the clearer it becomes.
But who's making the call, Christian?
Ultimately, Bill makes the call.
Okay, because what you're doing, and a lot of other people are doing it, they're making it sound like it's Brady's call.
No,
it's not Brady's call.
Wait, that's not even close to what I've said. I said that he doesn't have a choice. I've said that they're 100% done. So he may think he has a choice. I also said that you're delusional. You think that they want you, and even though the writing's on the wall and your agent says, you know what, look at their cap space and look at this, and they probably aren't, you know what, we need to start figuring out where we're going to go next. So, yeah, and then I hear this whole, the one thing that would change everything, and I don't think he would use it, and I've heard this before, is that Kraft came in at the last minute and said, I don't care what you've done, Bill. I don't care how right you've always been.
I don't believe that.
I don't care. Sign him. But we're going to take a hit. We're going to do this. I don't care. Just sign him, Bill.
But you do have 0.4 of a percentage hanging in there. So there's still a possibility that you could use that.
It depends on what country you're getting your news from. I just don't think. And do you think that
Montana was out because they traded him away? Manning was out because they took a year in which he was hurt to draft what they thought was their quarterback for the future, and he turned out to be that at least for a while. Brett Favre, same thing. They had a backup quarterback. New England doesn't have one right now, and I think that's the thing I have trouble grasping right now is how is Belichick closing the door on Tom Brady. Now, does he want to pay him a lot of money? No. Is Tom Brady going to get opportunities to make more money out there than he's going to get with New England? Absolutely. But I keep on hearing the Brady people tell me, it's not about the money. Well, then it's about the money. Make up your mind. It's got to be about the money then.
I don't
then
care.
Tom's taking the money.
It's always about the money. Okay. And that's
why. At least you're answering.
It is. Because whenever they say it isn't, it always plays a part of the decision. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're saying. Because if you can get more, you're going to get more. Especially if there's this vast difference between the two sides. And I think, I know that the Saints are in a different situation, but their burden is the same. Just the number is just bigger.
So how they
but I still,
do that?
But I don't think that. So with that, if I just stick with that premise, and I say, listen, Breeze says he wants to play. It looks like the Saints want to sign him. All right, fine. He's not playing for $10 million. So Mickey Loomis comes up to Drew Breeze and says, wow, so glad you set that out there. We want to make sure you bring you back. We're looking at 2 years and 20.
No, 2 years and 20. You know, you're talking about 40. You tack on 21, and now it's like 2 years, basically $31 million spread out, right?
Right.
So now it's like a $30 million cap hit, whatever it is, $61 million spread out. So it'll be like a $30 million cap hit, which I think you can stomach. So you're right. I mean, I guess if you combine 2 years, you can maybe take care of it. To me, it's like Brady, maybe it is about, you know, like the talent here, because he knows here isn't good enough, that they need to go out and get a tight end, that they need to go out and maybe, you know, improve in other areas.
Yeah, but they have to do
other
that.
Teams could sit there and say, listen, Tom, we got $90 million. So for us, we'll not only will we give you the money, but we'll also go out and do what you want to do in New England. And we'll also go out and spend the rest of that money, and we'll improve your team. So you'll get both here.
Yeah, they can say that all they want. The Raiders have been saying that for years to their fan base. We're going to go out and we're going to spend money. We're going to get players. And every year the Raiders suck. Yeah, and they suck.
Just recently they started. They got rid of a bunch of their studs.
No, they spent a fortune on your left tackle, made him the highest paid offensive lineman in the league, and then found out that he was better on the right side because he really isn't a left tackle. It certainly isn't with their program. He was pretty damn good here. I got to play this other Antonio Brown stuff. Is this guy delusional or what? I mean, he actually thinks this thing's going to happen, this reunion with him, with him and Brady.
Have y'all spoken about playing together in the future?
I mean, if it happens, I mean, we would like to make it happen, but, you know.
Did he tell you what team it would be? If it would be in the Patriots or be in the Chargers or where that will be?
A lot of unknown right now. It just, you know, I think in 5 weeks the free agencies begin.
He's showing up at the combine. Did you hear that? He's going to talk with teams at the combine. Why do I think this thing's not going to go well? I just opinion. All right, 617-779.
I'm still in great shape.
7937. It's too bad because the guy is so freaking good. I mean, he is really an unbelievable receiver. If he could only get his act together, I'm sure Tom Brady's reaching out to him on a regular basis. Tommy Curran has said that because he feels bad for the guy. And he thinks the guy's a pretty good guy. He's messed up. This Brady Watch segment brought to you by Northeast Electrical. We are powered by difference. Visit needco.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.